The second luminous mystery, the marriage feast at Cana. The wine having run short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Mary arrives at a two-story house in Cana for a wedding. She climbs up the outside staircase, enters a large hall, takes off her mantle, and kindly helps to finish laying the tables. She smiles, speaks very little, listens a lot, and with so much patience. A loud sound of musical instruments, not very harmonious, is heard coming from the road. They all rush out, with the exception of Mary. I see the bride come in, smartly dressed and happy, surrounded by relatives and friends. The bridegroom, who was the first to rush out and meet her, is now beside her. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I now see a village, and I see Jesus with John and Judas Thaddeus. When he hears the sound of the instruments, Jesus, smiling, says, "Let us go and make my mother happy." And he starts walking across the fields towards the house with his two companions. When Jesus arrives, the landlord, his son the bridegroom, and Mary go down to meet him. They greet him respectfully, then they greet the other two. A kiss trembles on Mary's lips but is not given. She only lays her little white hand on Jesus' shoulder and lightly touches a curl of his long hair, the caress of a chaste lover. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The women start bustling about, adding seats and plates for the three guests, who apparently were not expected. I can distinctly hear the master's full, virile, most sweet voice say on entering the hall, "May peace be in this house, and the blessing of God on you all." It is a greeting of majesty addressed to all the people present. He seems to be the king of the banquet, more than the groom, more than the landlord. And no matter how humble and obliging, he is the one who dominates. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A banquet starts, and I can assure you that they lack neither appetite nor thirst. The ones who eat and drink little are Jesus and his mother. While she also speaks very little, Jesus talks a little more. He is kind but not talkative. Mary notices that the servants are talking in low voices to the steward, who looks very embarrassed. "Son," she whispers in a low voice, thus drawing Jesus' attention, "Son, they have no more wine." "Woman, what is there still between me and you?" Jesus, when saying these words, smiles even more gently, and Mary smiles too. They are like two people aware of some truth that is their joyful secret. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The vision is interrupted as Jesus says to Maria Valtorta. The word still, which is omitted by many translators, is the key word of the sentence. From the moment my mission started, I was no longer the son submissive to my mother, but I was the servant of God. My moral ties with my mother were broken. They had turned into higher bonds, all of a spiritual nature. But our love suffered no interruptions, neither did it even cool down. Nay, it was never so perfect as when I was separated from her, as by a second birth, when she gave me to the world and for the world as the Messiah and Evangeliser. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
What is there still between me and you? That word still, forgotten by most, meant this. You were everything for me, Mother, as long as I was only Jesus of Mary of Nazareth. And you are everything in my spirit. But since I became the expected Messiah, I belong to my Father. Wait a little while, and you will have me forever when you are triumphant in heaven. But now I belong to all these men, and I belong to the Father who sent me to them. That is the sense of that short but meaningful still. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Maria resumes her description of the wedding. Mary says to the servants, "Do what he will tell you." In the smiling eyes of her son, Mary has read his consent. And then Jesus says to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." I see the servants filling the jars with water brought from the well. I see the steward pour out some of the liquid with astonished eyes. He tastes it with gestures of even greater astonishment, relishes it, and speaks to the landlord and the groom. Mary looks at her son once again and smiles. Then, having received a smile from him, she bows her head, blushing slightly. She is happy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A murmur spreads throughout the hall. They all turn their heads towards Jesus and Mary. Then a moment's silence, which is immediately broken by an outburst of praises for Jesus. He stands up, simply says, "Thank Mary," and withdraws from the banquet. His disciples follow him. On the threshold he repeats, "May peace be in this house and God's blessing on you." And he adds, "Goodbye, Mother." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus then says to Maria Valtorta, "My first miracle happened because of Mary. I never refuse my mother anything. And because of her prayer, I also bring forward the time of grace. I wanted to make her power known to the world together with mine. Since she was destined to be joined to me in the flesh, it was fair she should be joined to me in the power that is shown to the world. I say to you what I said to the guests. Thank Mary. It is through her that you had with you the master of the miracle, and you have my graces, particularly those of forgiveness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In one of his last teachings before ascending into heaven, Jesus talks of marriage. Marriage is a grave and holy act. And to prove that, I took part at a wedding and worked my first miracle there. But woe if it degenerates into lust and whim. Let marriage, the natural contract between man and woman, be elevated to a spiritual contract by which the souls of two people who love each other swear to serve the Lord in reciprocal love, offered to the Lord in obedience to his law of procreation, to give children to the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell,
and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.